Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, in the extra hour, we're going to be talking about, you know, Christianity. We're going to be talking about, you know, Islam. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, what's taking place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're amazed at some of the things that are going on. Islam in the West, it seems to be a huge rise of Islam. And we want to say this before we start talking about it, and we're going to mention it again in the extra hour, and we'll always preface what we're saying with JJ. So you want to talk about JJ. Right. And when you hear JJ, we're saying it that way so that you remember it. Because if we don't preface what we're saying with JJ, and we'll tell you what JJ means in a minute, then, you know, the enemy's going to twist it and call it intolerance. And that's the last thing that a Christian is being. We're not supposed to be, and that's not our goal. Mm-hmm. But the two J's stand for Jesus and the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you have to understand. I remember I was talking to John Stemberger, you know, with he's the one responsible for putting the marriage amendment on the Florida Constitution. He's also the one that represented or began to represent a 70-year-old, a child who was a child of a Muslim parents who were trying to ship her back to, you know, one of the Arab countries from America because she got saved. She became a Christian. And she was concerned that, you know, they were going to harm her.
Right.
You know, because this is the thing is, JJ, you have to understand, JJ, that the Quran, which is the book that was written by Muhammad, which is the prophet that followers of Islam, which are called Muslims, they follow. You need to read it. You don't just listen to the latest interview about it. Look at it. As a matter of fact, you can go to the VFN Torch and compare. You have the Bible right beside the Quran. You can see the two right there. And we have some teachings on VFN TV to talk about it. And so John Stemberger, you know, I talked to John Stemberger. We had him here for VFNU. He was speaking to our leaders and about how to, you know, lead in regards to the First Amendment and be in the church and not be restrained and, you know, what your rights are and that type of thing. And we appreciate John for doing that. And but in that, I was talking to him, and he's explaining to me that he says, well, you know, that a friend of his told him that you have to understand this way this works is that this is his friend telling John. This is not John. John's just repeating what his friend had told him, that there is there's radical Islam, and then there's another form of Islam, but then there's their moderate, and there's the backslidden Islam, basically. He didn't use the backslidden, the people that don't even know the Quran. Then you have the moderate who actually sees it, what it says in the Quran, but they've moderated it. They kind of fix, you know, sort of like Mormonism moderated their book, Mormon. They kind of just adjust.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 15th edition. And then, but then you have the radical Islam. And so they've separated themselves from radical. But what does radical really mean? I mean, what does radical? Radical means, you know, that you read it and you believe it and you do it. I mean, and so, and I said, well, so he's saying, so the hope for America, his friend's telling him, the hope for America is that that is the moderate Muslim, the one who's moderate.
The backslidden Muslim.
Well, the moderate Muslim. And I said, well, you know, John, that I can understand what you're talking about. But the thing about it is that in Christianity, in following the Lord, when Christians follow Jesus, the other J in JJ, is that the very fact that we preach Jesus as the way to God, they consider that adversarial, that that there's three goals for that. There's three goals in the Quran for that is either convert, put in servitude, or to kill. You know, and with us, with the Bible, it's like we love our enemies.
Right.
And so there's a big contrast there.
Yeah.
Huge.
You know, one is, you know, gets hit in the face and the cheek and they turn the other cheek, you know, and the other one takes the head off of the one who didn't choose to follow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Their God. I mean, it's a huge,
it's total contrast.
And so then preaching Jesus is considered an offense to the mm-hmm. ones who follow Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way you can appease that spirit is to not preach Jesus. And he's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, he's saying, you know, he's kind of painting that out, you know, he's going, well, right. So then you're saying this, the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian.
Wow.
And he paused for a moment and he's like, yep. And the thing about it is, you know, a backslidden Christian is not sliding into heaven. I mean, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. no such thing as really, those are, you know, different terms. Yeah. And so understanding that, it's not that Christians, you know, that follow Jesus cannot live and coexist with anybody who serves any other, you know, God, which we consider false. You know, we can do that. We can coexist. We can live mm-hmm. up under Pharaoh. We can live up under... You know, in China, I mean, look what's happening in China. But the thing about it is, if the very fact you're going to kill us and oppress us and put mm-hmm. us in servitude and kidnap our women and force them into Islam and mm-hmm. and bring in a caliphate and your goal is to destroy the Christians and the Jews because the other G is other J is Jews that they believe that the Quran says and it's not going to be over until a rock. Says, come over here and look at me. There's still a Jew under me. Come out and destroy this Jew. I mean, they're against they're against Jesus and the Jews. Right. And the Quran says that, and you can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Just type in Islam. We have a lot of different things right there trying to seek an understanding of it and our contrast between the two. But understanding that they want to destroy the Jews. That's their goal. Mm-hmm. Their goal is, mm-hmm. the reason why you're seeing Israel surrounded right now by this Arab Spring, that which our president, President Barack Obama, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, was just voted for the second year in a row, the second most powerful woman in the world.
Interesting.
Up under wow. Merkel, the president of Germany. The chancellor, whatever, she is of the most powerful woman in the world. And they're orchestrating all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a storm brewing, America. Church, mm-hmm. and that's who we're talking to. This what VFN Radio is for is not, we're not talking to the world. We're talking to the church. I mean, and the church is not buildings or organizations. It's people who profess to be believers of Jesus Christ to encourage you, to inspire you, to challenge you, to activate you. But we're also talking to the ones that have gone astray in mm-hmm. hopes that God would lead you back and those that are being drawn to God. Maybe the Lord is beginning to speak to you and call you in, and that we're here to be able to encourage you on that journey to God. And you can go to meetmyfather.org, where we shared a couple of our stories, and you can find out how to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. Understand JJ. This is JJ, Jesus and the Jews. Understand this, that the Quran says that Jesus is not the son of God,
mm-hmm.
and that he will have to come back and repent for calling himself the son of God. Now, if Jesus, and he is, the only way to God, Islam denies access to God by denying the sonship of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Right.
I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Youssef right now, right?
That's right.
Youssef is in prison in Iran. Mm-hmm. They're going to have his trial September the
8th.
September?
He's been in prison now for over 3 years for trying to evangelize.
Where Muslims. At and what is the primary religion of that land?
Well, it's Muslim, and it's in Iran. And so he's been in prison now for 3 years. 3 years. And they try to arrest him on these false charges for, you know, rape and extortion. And when they dug up and found out what the arrest report was for religious-based purposes, which is basically, you know, trying to preach the gospel and for witnessing to Muslims. And they put him in prison. And now, because there's an outcry from the church, and I know many of us have been praying, but now other countries have stepped up, and Great Britain, the United States, Brazil, they're all demanding for his release. But this is an aggressive religion wants to do everything in its power to stop the spreading of Christianity and to stop the mentioning of Jesus Christ as the only way.
Yeah, and the thing, you can't evil can't coexist with good. It can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't coexist. And so the very first international war that, you know, America ever fought was in was a war against the Muslims, because they had no choice. They hated to do it because, you know, they were just trying to build their country. We fought for our country and just mm-hmm. wanted just to be ourselves and do our thing. But Islam was encroaching, and even in that day, you know, we're a relatively new country. But, mm-hmm. you know, they were encroaching in. They realized, you know, we had to do something because they mean us harm.
Mm-hmm. It's like the snake and the frog, huh?
Yeah, it's exactly like the snake and the frog. Well, explain that.
Well, you know, there was a... You tell this often, but there was a snake who tells a frog, listen, if you get me up to the top of this hill, I promise I won't eat you. And so the frog thinks about it for a little while and says, okay, I'll help you out. So the snake curls up amongst the frog, and then the frog jumps up and climbs up to the top of this hill mountain. And lo and behold, the snake eats the frog. So the other animals that are watching this all take place say, what in the world? Why in the world did you let, you know, did he let the frog take him up there? You know, what happened there? The other guy says, well, he knew what he was when he took him up there.
He knew what he was when you made the covenant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you made the contract, when you said, hey, let's do this thing. You knew that's I right. was a snake from the beginning.
Right from the jump.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
This all
yeah.
over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, so you're going to hear JJ talk a lot. We want to bring up JJ because Islam is just one amongst many men. I mean, men are very religious. I mean, you have a lot of different, you know, men trying to find God, and they end up getting twisted, or things happen, mm-hmm. or getting led astray. And but it's a man's desire to find God. But in regards to Islam, it's Satan's desire to destroy mankind who doesn't serve Satan. You know,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. It's the antithesis. They're waiting for their. And you've got to go to VFN TV. You've got to see. You know, Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam. You got to hear that. You got to hear what's going on. I don't know how much time we have left, but if we repent, I know if God did it for Nineveh and he was concerned about, he called them a great city, that I know that God's concerned about America and he calls it a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it still had God's plan that he was raising a sword against it.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about, so we're not speaking against any religion and per se, we're just exposing it for that it's against the United States Constitution and it's against the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
JJ wants to kill Jesus and Jews. He wants they want to kill, you know, those that follow Jesus, which are Christians, mm-hmm. and follow and destroy the Jews. And in that you just can't partner with somebody who wants to kill you.
That's right.
And the caliphate, which is the ultimate goal of a non-backslidden Muslim, because this is what I said to John Stemberger. I said, so if the hope for America is a moderate or a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian, what happens if the Muslim repents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens if they have this encounter and they say, you know what? You know, I've been sinning. I'm a backslidden Muslim. I'm going to go read the Quran. And they become what they would define as radical.
Mm.
But a radical Christian, this is what a radical Christian does. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
A radical mm-hmm. Christian sells himself into slavery that he might win a few and that God may receive his reward, like the Moravians.
Right.
That's right.
A radical Christian is like Mike Bickle, who says, I'll pray till I can't pray anymore, and I'll bring this next generation in, like IHOP Kansas City, mm-hmm. International House of Prayer Kansas City. A radical Christian is somebody like Lou Engle who says, listen, we've got to stand in the gap. A radical Christian is somebody like Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers. A radical Christian is like Mother Teresa who goes in. A radical Christian is totally contradicts a That's radical right. religious person, because a radical Christian is wanting to manifest and share the love of the Father with as many people as they can through Jesus Christ. And Satan hates that.
Mm-hmm.
Satan hates that, because that's, I mean, any God you want to, you can talk about, but you can't talk about the God through his son, Jesus Christ, because he's the real God. That's why people get upset about it.
That's
and right. that it aren't with God. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can't pray in his name. And understand mm-hmm. this, that means that the God you serve, if you serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are serving the correct God. Well, we're coming to the end of this first hour. Join us. We're going to be talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the 50,000 square foot mosque that just opened when I was up there just the other day. We're going to talk about Islam in the West, how that it's increasing. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention is bringing 20,000 Muslims, and they're going to actually celebrate and defend Islam. Hmm. In the Democratic National Convention, September the 4th, we got so many things to be able to tell you. You'll be really, really shocked. We want to bring you God's perspective. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.